This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it, so your dollar goes a long way. Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
McDonald's meets the Minecraft universe with one of six collectibles and your choice of a Big Mac or 10-piece McNuggets with spicy nether flame sauce. Now available with a Minecraft movie meal.
At participating McDonald's for a limited time, a Minecraft movie only in theaters.
Let's do this. Let's do this.
This is The Rich Eisen Show
with guest host Andrew Siciliano.
I get a lot of fans, including my father.
Son? Yeah, Dad?
Who stop me and say, why are you talking about the Cowboys? I'll tell you why.
From The Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Because this story right here, the Cowboys trading for a backup quarterback, moves the needle.
Earlier on the show, NFL Network insider Tom Pelissero, college football reporter for The Athletic, Scott Docterman. Still to come, Kansas center Hunter Dickinson. And now, sitting in for Rich, it's Andrew Siciliano.
Final hour of the week, if you're keeping track. And if you are, get out. It's a beautiful spring day. We thank you for being here on another day of The Rich Eisen Show. As mentioned, my name is Andrew, here for one more day. And then you get a weekend. You get a Final Four weekend. The women are going tonight. The men begin on Saturday. The women are in Tampa. The men are in San Antonio. The women tonight, Texas and South Carolina, a couple of one seeds. UConn, a two seed. UCLA, a one seed. They're in Tampa with the final coming up on Sunday. And then the men, obviously, Florida, Auburn, Houston, and Duke coming up Saturday, ahead of the championship game at the Alamo Dome on Monday. Not at the arena, whatever it's named, where the Spurs play, but at the Alamo Dome. Fun fact. Here, let's poll the audience here. The audience being the three of you. Chris Brockman.
Hey, Andrew.
Jay, TJ. Hey. When was the last Final Four? Anybody can guess. The last Final Four that was played in a traditional arena and not a football or domed stadium.
Was it Bird and Magic? 79?
No. More recent than that. Do we have really?
any
trivia music?
Yes, sir.
Do we? Anything like that? There you go.
That comes from
actually, Jay, you're not far off.
All right. Well, 92, Duke won, but they beat Vegas that year. Where was that at? I don't remember. Can you give us hints? Andrew, you're a terrible host. Give
you
us hints.
I wasn't far off.
Okay. I'm a terrible host. Thank you. I love you, too.
I'm a terrible game show host.
I need that rich, skinny microphone here that he
93
always loves to wield on NFL Network.
Was UNC Michigan. That was in the Superdome.
It was. I'll tell you who played.
94 was Duke, Arkansas.
Okay. Our alma mater played in the game.
So, 96?
96 at then what was called Brendan Byrne Arena, the Meadowlands in Jersey.
Really?
It was Syracuse.
Kentucky.
By Jim Boeheim. Yeah. Starring John Wallace, J.B. Riefsnyder, Otis Hill, Mario Sinulis, Jason Cipolla. Fun team. Losing to Kentucky.
Yeah.
And Rick Pitino, team that had
Walker,
Ron Mercer, Antoine Walker, Walter McCarty,
Tony Delk,
Anthony Epps, Jeff Shepard. There were many Nazi Muhammad.
Shut up, Mark.
There were many good basketball players on that team. Yeah. SU had John Wallace.
Yep.
Would go like 20th to the Knicks or something. That was the last one in a real arena. The next year they moved to football stadiums, said, let's get as many people in here. Let's get 50,000 people in here. They can watch on the big TV hanging over the court. We don't care.
Yeah, 97. That was fun. That was the Arizona team with Mike Bibby. And
by the way, John Wallace, I'm not telling you guys anything you don't know, was so amazing
John
that
Wallace
year for you guys.
Good. Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
I mean, holy. You couldn't have told me that he wasn't going to be a star. Yep.
Game winner against Georgia. It was
absolutely. Incredible. I was there for that. Incredible. At McNichols Arena, no longer.
You were at that game?
Denver. I called that game.
WAER.
On WAER student radio in Syracuse. Speaking of Colorado, see how we transition.
Do you have a tape of that somewhere?
I do. It's a cassette.
Can you post that?
Nope.
Come on. Come on. It was probably amazing. You're probably going nuts.
I wasn't on the call for so the way we do it, my buddy Todd Jameson and I called that game.
Todd was great.
And we flipped a coin. So that's what we did for every game. You flip a coin. Who gets the first half? Who gets the second half?
I see.
I got the first half for that game. And the person who got the second half, the rule would be you get the overtime too, because keep the momentum going. So he had both buzzer beaters.
Oh,
he had the Wallace
Cipolla.
And the Cipolla buzzer beater.
Cipolla tied the game and Wallace
won.
That's
incredible. But we had a blast. We were kids. We were 21. And then we flew home on the team plane. And then y'all went to New York the next weekend. It was the time of my life.
Yeah,
It was amazing at McNichols Arena in Denver. I promise we're going to get to Colorado Pro Day. Dion just spoke. We'll play it for you. Stay there. You asked me, do I have that? And will I play it? I do have it and I won't play it. But what I did find recently that I am going to play, and I'm trying to figure out how to do it. You need the biggest bang for your viral buck here.
Sure.
I have finally, after 23 years, found a copy of my NBC appearance on The Weakest Link.
Wow.
Okay. After 23 years.
Wow.
I have, and it took me getting on to a subreddit on old game shows and putting out a call, and somebody found it for me. Like, they had it and they sent me a Dropbox link. I now have it. I got knocked out in the first round. It's not my fault. These two women,
it's
three
not
people.
My fault.
I got all my ones right. I got one wrong. These three people conspired to kick me off the show. Like, they admitted it later. They wanted the loud, obnoxious, seemingly good at trivia guy out of the show.
Yeah, makes sense.
In the first round.
It's like Survivor. You were too strong too early.
Right, exactly. They kicked me out. I found the tape. I have Ann Robinson grilling Shannon, the biology teacher, about why Andrew had to get kicked out, even though she gave the dumbest answer ever given on a game show.
Not that he's been holding on to this for 23 years.
Not at all.
And she says, why? No. What did Andrew do, Shannon, worse than suggesting that Al Gore fought at the Battle of the Alamo?
That was her answer.
That was her answer.
And you got
booted. That's where he invented internet. Yeah. I mean, come on, people.
He did invent the internet.
I did the exit interview, right? And I'm spitting angry. And they said, I don't know. And I said, I'm going to figure out who conspired to get me off this show. I don't know what I did wrong, but I know I didn't do this. I know that Al Gore may have invented the internet, but I know he didn't fight at the Battle of the Alamo.
Wait, you said that?
Yeah, I did. I did.
That's tremendous.
So we finally found the tape. I don't think it actually aired on NBC. So long story short, we taped it right around 9/11. Okay. And then after, obviously, news coverage knocked out a whole bunch of shows with good reason. Then when they brought the shows back, it was a different time in television. They started running all the celeb shows. I was just on from random dude who lives in LA.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
And it eventually aired on Game Show Network or PAX or something like that a little bit early, in the spring of 2002. Okay. So, but it aired and I finally got the tape. I never saw it until somebody just sent me the tape.
I've never been on a game show. Seems like you do that when you first moved to LA.
Oh, boy. All right. Where were we?
Colorado.
Is exactly what I did. Yeah. I actually did a couple of other game show pilots after that, because all the game show producers know each other, and they'd hey, I would get a call. Hey, we're shooting a pilot. You want to come do this? Yeah, for $500, sure, I'll show up.
Yep.
Yeah, you do it. Anyway, I digress. Colorado Pro Day right now. As we speak, it's Shador is not yet throwing, but Travis Hunter, here's the headline, neither will run, but Travis Hunter is going to go out there and catch passes from Shador Sanders. many people were saying that wasn't going to happen. It is going to happen. It'll be live on the 212, as I call it, my old job, coming up shortly. That said, Deion Sanders is there. He's obviously the coach. He's the center of attention, other than the players working out. Deion met on the field there with Browns owner Jimmy Haslam, his son-in-law J.W. Johnson, who is basically like the team president, with Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry. Everybody is there. The Browns took both Shador and Travis Hunter out to dinner last night. Jimmy Haslam said on Monday, and I was there for that, when he made his comments and said what he said about everything in the building, Deshaun Watson included, the annual meeting. He said he had never met Deion, was looking forward to meeting Deion. So that meeting has happened. And moments ago, Deion Sanders on the podium said this.
It was charming. It was engaging. And it was cool. It was all right. He's a good guy. Mm-hmm. And I like him. I like him.
Coach,
I think one of those guys going to be there.
He's talking about Jimmy Haslam. He's a good guy. And I can back that up. Jimmy Haslam, get to know him, ask very direct questions, right? No-nonsense guy. You could see Deion smiling. Yeah, I kind of like him. That's the appropriate reaction, definitely. And then he said, I think one of those guys is going to be there. One of those guys, meaning Shador Sanders or Travis Hunter. Everybody thinks the Browns are there to talk to Shador Sanders. They are. Absolutely. Want to see him throw. Want to see that arm strength in person. Yep. Any quarterback coach, head coach, OC, any quarterback evaluator will tell you, hey, I could turn on the tape, but it's another thing entirely to see the guy throw in person.
Yep.
To see it, to hear it, to feel it, right? To see that release, to see the feet, to hear how that ball sounds, and also to see how you interact with your teammates. That is key.
Yeah.
It is so key.
Do they show up to your birthday party?
Yes. But it's also important to remember that the Browns are there to see Travis Hunter as well. As Deion said, I think one of those guys is going to be there. Now, was he saying, I think one of those guys is going to be available there, or I think one of those guys is going to be there, meeting in Cleveland? We're interpreting it as the latter, not the former. Talk about pro days in general. I think pro days are overrated. I truly do. I think pro days serve the day two and day three picks the best. You get the coaches, the GMs, everybody in the building to see, say, Shador throw or Cam Ward throw or see the big names work out. But it's the teammates, the other guys, that often get the bump from a pro day, which is good. It helps everybody. That is a good thing. I think private workouts are worth so much more. And there is this whole sports talk radio business here of criticizing teams and coaches and front offices for not going to a certain pro day. Guys, the private workout with the quarterback is worth so much more. Would you rather go to a college job fair to interview your prospective employee? Or would you rather go to a one-on-one interview for the guy you want to hire? College job fair, where 31 other employers are there looking at your resume, or one-on-one interview where the guy you might hire gets to interview with everybody in your building? Come on. It's so silly. All these people are at the pro day. Who cares? Now, it does mean something that the Browns, the Giants, the Titans have big contingents there. They should. They're picking in the top three. But generally speaking, the private workout is worth so much more. And you know it is pre-draft, we're trying to fill time season, when your local sports talk radio is criticizing coaching and management for not going to a pro day. Talk about the lowest of low-hanging fruit.
But okay, Andrew, let me ask you this then, because there was reports that Daboll wasn't going to go to this Colorado right. pro day, and then it turned out that he was going. Doesn't it make sense if you're the coach and maybe your future quarterback is right there? Wouldn't you want to get as much info on yes. this player as you could go? If he's throwing in someone's backyard, I want to go watch him, because you're going to be so tied to this kid for the next couple of years. Your entire future kind of depends on this pick. So I'd probably want to see everything this person is doing.
You're totally right, TJ. He should be there. Yeah. If you're thinking of taking that quarterback, yes, absolutely. But I do think it is more important for Brian Daboll to work the quarterback out in private. I'll give you an example. So Cam Ward, we saw the Cam Ward Miami Pro Day a couple of weeks ago. Cam Ward, when he is up under center, and a lot of quarterbacks do this. Heck, Bernie Kosar did it, different athlete, has 1 foot in the bucket, right? So his left foot is slightly offset and open when he is under center to take a snap. If I'm working him out privately, I can say, hey, have your feet even. I want to see what your drop looks like there. I can say, hey, you gave me a 5, you gave me a 7. Give me a 9-step drop. I know that's ridiculous, but I can ask you to do certain things. I could say, give me a roll to the left, and I want you to throw from that far hash an outcut to the field. I can ask you to do things that I want to see you do next year in my offense, right? It's a private workout. It's private coaching. You get to see how I am face-to-face, if I'm the coach with this quarterback, how he takes coaching, what is our interaction and what is our chemistry? Do I like the guy, right? I mean, these are all important things. Now, there are pro days, and I heard from Daniel Jeremiah that Jackson Dart's pro day for Ole Miss and Oxford, and Kevin Stefanski was there for that, was one of those where Dart and his people were like, pull the audience, all the coaches. Hey, what else do you need to see me do? And people were throwing out suggestions. And so he would go do that. Like, there's that scenario as well. And those do happen. And tip of the cap to Jackson Dart and his people for doing it that way. Not to say the others don't, but, you know, generally they're very scripted. Hey, we're going to go 65 plays. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. We're going to do this. And when we're hosting these pro days on NFL Network, and I've done a dozen of them at least, we get the script. We know what they're going to do. All right. Hey, he's at throw 55. There's going to be some fun stuff here. He's going to, you know, roll out, flip the hips and throw it 70 yards into the end zone. Like, we know generally what's going to happen. They're scripted. They're tightly controlled. They're practiced. You go walk through the day before. So the private workouts, you get so much more because you can get hands on. But yes, TJ, you are right. To your point, you want as much data as possible. Mm-hmm. So the pro day and the private workout are both important.
Valid.
Now, people say, well, on the 30 visit, you can work them out. No, you can't. When they're in your building, NFL rules prohibit you from working a player out in your building. You can do a medical, but you can't work out in the building. So when you hear Jackson Dart is visiting the Steelers today, that's to do the car wash.
Like a meet and greet.
It's a meet and greet. You go from the owner to the coach to the OC. You might get on the board. You're going to go to dinner. You're going to meet the social team. I'm sure they're there, of course, to take photos. Maybe you meet with community relations. You meet everyone. You go up and down the hallways and people are coming out to greet you. That's what that is. But you can't work out. You cannot do that. And then each team has what they have. They're called local visits. And so you're allowed unlimited local visits. And so, for example, the Rams and the Chargers, for that matter, have rights to like players at SC and UCLA. So if they want to bring in Carson Schwessinger, for example, the UCLA linebacker, they can do that and not call it one of our official top 30 visits that we have to register with the league. The Browns can do it for like Ohio State and Bowling Green. You know, Buckeyes, that's a big one. So that's how it works. Anyway. Shedeur Sanders about to throw, but he chooses not to run. I just want this over. Can we all agree? can we all agree?
Yeah. Which part do you want over? Like the mock draft season and all the lead up, or yes? You just want all of it over?
I want all of it over. I want to know.
You want the draft to go down on Monday?
Don't you?
I don't know. I still like all this. I still
loves
like it.
Mock draft season.
They're doing a daily show. Hey, look, for the like content factory, season. For the content machine, you can drag it out as long as you want. I like to also get it over with and go on vacation.
Well, it also feels like the teams probably could have drafted 2 weeks ago. Like, nobody's minds are getting changed, right, here between now and the draft?
Oh, I disagree.
Oh, okay.
I disagree. I think the hay is almost in the barn, but you're still gathering data. I mean, you could take somebody to dinner and go like, holy, I don't like this guy.
Right. Yeah.
That does happen. I was talking to a coach a couple of weeks ago, told me a story about a dinner, you know, And it's not, this guy was not going to be a first round pick or something, but you went to a dinner with somebody like, oof, okay. That happens. You know, remember, these are HR decisions as well. They're football decisions, but you still have to ask, hey, like, do we want this person in our building?
Yeah, you got to be like, around them.
Play well with others. Yeah. Do we like them? Do we get along? Right. That's all. This factors as well. Anyway.
Makes sense.
Yeah, buddy. Okay. Here we go. Coming up.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Hunter Dickinson.
Opening day at Fenway in like 2 minutes.
It's also opening day at Wrigley. Wow. Coming up as well. City Field. Don't go anywhere.
Let's talk O'Reilly Auto Parts, people. They're in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offers friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can also test your battery for free, in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find just the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, or brake light fixed, or a quick service? Well, they'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. I know, because it's happened to me. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at O'ReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/Eisen.
This episode brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Do you ever find yourself playing the budgeting game? Shifting a little money here, a little there, and hoping it all works out? Well, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive, you can get a better budgeter and potentially lower your insurance bill too. You tell Progressive what you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll help find you options within your budget. Try it today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Not available in all states.
Let's talk about Live Good, folks. Live Good is awesome. I always feel like I'm at my best with Live Good, and what's better than that? Because Live Good believes that everyone deserves access to high-quality supplements without the insane markups. They offer premium products formulated by an industry-leading team of natural health experts, and they cut out the middleman to sell them at some of the lowest prices anywhere. They have organic super greens, multivitamins, I take those, collagen, weight loss products, protein powder, creatine, detox, hormone products, skincare products, all highest quality products at prices people can actually afford. Ready to make the switch and start saving? Well, we'll make it even easier for you. Use our link and you can save an additional 10% off your first order on top of the already lowest prices. Just go to livegood.com/rich to save 10% on your first order. That's livegood.com/rich. Don't miss out on this opportunity to invest in your health without overspending. These statements and products have not been evaluated by the FDA. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or condition.
Also love the story that you've told, and if you wouldn't mind telling the audience here as well, at the Combine, when you would be pulled into rooms and you didn't know which room you were being pulled into by which.
I was, you know, it come back in that day, everybody was reaching for it. Agents was in the hotel. Yeah. Everybody was everybody.
It was all scheduled.
It was scheduled, structured. You can't be in a hotel. You can't be on the premises. Then it was everything was wild. So I'm backing away from crowds and people trying to grab me. And I backed into this room and the Giants was there. And it was the Giants room. And they had people sitting down taking these tests. What do they call these things?
Oh, yeah, like the psychology test, right?
I mean, the thing was that thick, man. And I sat down, and they gave me this thing. And what is this? They say, it's this test, and, you know, we need you to take it. I said, oh, what picker do you have? It's like the 10th. I said, oh, I'd be gone for then. So I got up and walked out. I'd be gone. Well, I'd be way gone for then.
And then let's just get into it here. I mean, Belichick said he watched you run the 40 at the combine. And that you ran it and then ran into the tunnel. And is it true?
That's not true.
Okay. You did not run into a waiting car and being taken to the airport right then and there.
No, because I had more interviews and all of that. No. That story just grows and grows.
It does. It's like a fish story.
It is. That's not true. I did everything that I was asked asked to do. Now, I didn't lift. I ain't do none of that because Jerry Rice to this day hadn't laid across my arms and let me bench press him. You know, I don't know where that comes from.
I love that you say that. When you're watching the defensive backs
put up the
weight and reps of 225
and
struggling to get a fifth one up.
When have you ever said, man, well, if that guy would have got one more rep, he'd have been there on that play. Never. Or the three cone drill. Like, no, this has nothing to do with nothing. So I didn't do any of that stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, it all worked out.
Yeah.
And that guy went on to become a head coach of Colorado. And a pretty good one at that.
Yep.
We are back on the Rich Eisen Show. Andrew Siciliano sitting in for Rich. Or am I? You'll see coming up shortly. I'm at Rich's desk, however, which is furnished by Grainger, the Rich Eisen Show desk. With supplies and solutions for every industry, Grainger has the right product for you. Call or click Grainger.com or just stop by. This guy didn't make it to the Final Four. However, he's had quite a college basketball career. This is from a few days ago. This is from our vacationing host, Rich, with the big man, and he is big, quite tall, from Northern Virginia, just like me. This is Rich with Kansas center Hunter Dickinson.
Joining us now, courtesy of TurboTax, is the Kansas Jayhawk himself. He is Hunter Dickinson. Good to see you, Hunter. How are you, sir?
Good. How are you, Rich?
I'm doing well. I'm assuming, based on everything going on in your life, what's behind your right shoulder is not being used very much, Hunter, in the corner.
No, right there. No. No, that's for in a month or so.
Okay, so that's your plan? What does your golf game look like, Hunter? What does it look like?
It's definitely really rusty right now. I haven't been out there in a while. But this summer, probably, I spent the most time in my life playing. I moved to apartment on a golf course, so I had a lot of access this summer, and so I was able to get out there a lot.
Okay, I imagine Coach Self would say keep it in the corner is what you're saying right now.
Yeah, but he's also an avid golfer too, so
okay.
I don't think he can say that.
Fantastic, very good. I appreciate hearing all of that. So how are you a different player now than when you first started, obviously way back in the day at Michigan before you transferred to Kansas, Hunter?
Yeah, I think, playing for Coach Self, obviously, you know, he's a Hall of Fame head coach. And he's really just put me in, you know, different situations. I think, every coach has their own, you know, philosophy and system and stuff like that. And he's done a really good job of moving me around the floor. That was something that he really kind of preached when he was recruiting me, was kind of, you know, having that freedom to kind of move around and not be a, you know, a point forward, but being able to kind of, you know, help initiate the offense and get us in the stuff. And so I think he's really moved me around and kind of expanded my game in that area, being able to, you know, take different shots just because I'm in different situations than I would have been.
And then in terms of moving around, obviously you moved from one school to another. And the concept of that is still, for so many people, disturbing is what people would say, is that the freedom of movement of players to go, and that the portal and NIL, which is part of the reason why you're here right now with TurboTax, courtesy of TurboTax, Hunter, is changing the sport and not for the better. How do you respond to something like that?
I mean, I think, you know, with everything, Rich, you know, things have pros and cons. I tend to agree. You know, I don't think guys should be able to transfer to four different schools in 4 years. I think that's definitely hurting the game, and I think it's hurting the players. But, you know, when you're an 18, 17-year-old kid in high school and you're trying to make a decision for the rest of your life, you know, it tends to not be 100% accurate every time or 100% correct. And I think, you know, because it is like a, you know, setting these kids up for the rest of their life wherever they go to school. And some kids, you know, they don't make the right decision. You know, a lot of parents haven't been in this situation before. Fortunately for me, my parents already had, you know, two older brothers, which were able to, you know, go through college and, you know, go through that recruiting experience before I went to school. And so, you know, they kind of had a little bit of expertise or a little bit of experience before I got there. But it can be super tough. And when you don't make the right decision, it can be super stressful and just, you know, super unfun for the kid. And so I think it's great that, you know, everybody gets one free transfer. But I think, you know, when you're transferring three or four times, I think that's when it gets tough, because then you're kind of just, you know, not showing any accountability and stuff like that. So I think, you know, transferring once is fine because, like I said earlier, it's a decision that sets you up for the rest of your life. But, you know, three or four times, I think, is a little excessive.
When you said it's not great for the player, I'd love for you to expound on that a little bit, if you don't
mind.
In terms of transferring, you know, multiple times, that you said it's not great, you know, for the game, but you said also for the player. How is it not great for the player, Hunter?
I think because, you know, you see a lot of these cases where, you know, guys are able to kind of really grow under a coach. In the transfer portal, you see a lot now where, you know, coaches are getting frustrated with players because they're transferring multiple times. And I think a lot of that's due to, you know, coaches like their system and like, you know, how things are run a certain way. And when you're able to play under a coach for multiple years, you really get to see, you know, what they like and what they don't like, whether it's, you know, Coach Self, he doesn't like shots, you know, on one, if the ball's only been on one side of the floor. He really likes if you can get it from one side to another, back to the same side, and then take a shot. I mean, he really likes that. He, you know, you can get a lot of playing time if you're able to do that. And so that's just one example of where it's like a guy coming in, he doesn't know that. And if he's always shooting it on the first side, I mean, coach is going to get really frustrated and he's going to play less than a guy who's been there for 3 or 4 years. And he's able to really understand that that's the way that he wants to play. And if you're transferring every year, you don't get to, you know, learn those things, but also just accountability. Like, you know, at some point, you know, you're not going to love, I feel like, you know, 90% of people don't love their job, but, you know, they find a way to get through it and, you know, they're able to grind it out every day because they have to, provide for their families and stuff like that. So I think, you know, showing that accountability and that, you know, will to push through things, I think could be, you know, a great stepping stone for people in great life experience.
All right, listen, I'm as you know, a Michigan guy, throwing it out there. What did you learn from your time at Michigan?
Beilein recruited me.
Okay.
But going into my senior years when he took the Cleveland job, it was a funny story because I was actually going to go to campus like a couple weeks before he took the job. And so I was expecting to like get offered by him. Yeah, so I was more under Juwan, and Juwan was a great coach for me. He was kind of, you know, he was probably considered a player's coach because he gave his guys a lot of freedom. Like he kind of treated us like NBA players because that's a lot of what he known because he had been in the NBA for, you know, over 20 years as a player and a coach. And he taught me so much. He was kind of like a father figure to me, honestly. I think he was probably the closest thing to that. You know, I still am in communication with him to this day because, you know, he meant so much to me, but you know, all the workouts we did, he was, you know, not many coaches in college basketball are willing to meet you at any time, anywhere, any place to do a one-on-one workout with you. And so, I truly feel blessed to be able to play for him. I love him. And, you know, I still talk to him to this day. He's a great person.
You still talk to Juwan, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
All right. Let's get to the meat and potatoes, Hunter. What are you doing with TurboTax?
You know, the reason why I partnered with TurboTax was just because, you know, how easy they make things. You know, being an NIL athlete, it can be super tough at times. You know, you got basketball and also academics and just, you know, your life in general. But also now, you know, that you're an NIL athlete and you're self-employed, you kind of have to file your taxes a little bit differently than most people. And so TurboTax has, you know, it's called Done For You, which you can either decide to do it for yourself and they kind of guide you and, you know, do a step-by-step approach for you to be able to do it, or they can have a tax expert essentially, you know, do it all for you and you don't really have to lift a finger at all. And I think having that easy accessibility is super great for student athletes, but also just people in general. I mean, people are busy. I'm sure you're very busy, you know, rooting on, you know, the Wolverines and doing show and stuff like that. And so I think having that, you know, sense of not having to worry about your taxes is super relieving for me. And I'm just hoping that other NIL athletes, but also just people in general, you know, take advantage of that Done For You by TurboTax.
Excellent. Now that right there was a pro answer, Hunter. Yes, sir.
Like yes,
you referred to your own personal life. You weaved it into the TurboTax mantra. That was well done, Hunter. I got to tell you.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
You bet. That was like making the extra pass. You know what I mean? Right there.
Yeah.
You know
absolutely.
What I mean?
You set me up, though. You made the first one.
You know what? I allied, you ooped it. Or unless it's, I don't know if that's the way we can actually put it. And then your pro aspirations. What do you have for me there when you turn the page here, Hunter?
Yeah, I'll probably end up in LA working out for Clutch. And so probably just, you know, I don't know when I'll start. I got to, after the season, I'll talk with that and see kind of what comes with that. But just really, you know, keep my head down, try to grind as much as I can, try to get better. I think, you know, really improving as a three-point shooter. I kind of had a down year this year. And so that's something that I'll definitely work on, is to be able to show teams that I can definitely stretch the floor at NBA level. And I think, you know, that's something that I feel separates me in my skill level. And so, you know, just, you know, see what happens, take it from there, you know, take it one day at a time.
Hunter, thanks for the time. Greatly appreciate it. Good luck to you in the future. When you're out here in LA, let us know, and I'll have you in here, meet you in person, shake your hand, and we'll have some more of a chat.
Absolutely, Rich. Go Blue.
You got it. Hey, fantastic. Right back at you. Rock Chalk. Do I say Rock Chalk Jayhawk back to you? Is in that?
You can just say Rock Chalk. I mean, you know, some people say the whole thing. I just say, if somebody says Rock Chalk, it's easy to say Rock Chalk back.
Oh, okay. Got it. I'm unfamiliar with that. You're coaching me up on that front. I appreciate it.
It's hard in the NIL work because I did graduate from Michigan last year. So I have that alumni status, but then I'm going to graduate from Kansas at the end of this year, like in the summer of this year. So I'll have both, you know, sayings to go with.
I appreciate it. What are your degrees in?
For Michigan, because I transferred, mm-hmm. I had to like send credits back. So I was doing communications, but the only way for me to graduate was just to get a general studies degree.
Yeah.
So it's not the most fancy degree in the world, but I was like, I put in so much time at Michigan and did all those classes and went to Ross for a couple of classes and stuff like that. So I was like,
awesome.
I need to get a degree any way I can. So I got a general studies, and then I'm doing sport management this for Kansas, because it was like a 32, 34 credit program. So I was able to kind of do it in a year and a half, which I was like, after this, I'm done.
Well, you keep hooping it up, man. I appreciate it, Hunter. Thanks for the time.
No problem, Rich.
You got it. That Hunter Dickinson interview presented by TurboTax. It's officially tax season. Hand off your taxes to a TurboTax full service expert today. They do your taxes. You enjoy the tournament. Now, this is taxes.
Man, Rich has got some pipes there at the end when he reads that.
Yeah.
Like, much respect. I'm surprised, though, he didn't ask Hunter Dickinson, which degree does he value more? Like, come on, you value the Michigan degree more.
That's what Michigan people would tell you?
The look of frustration on your face. I wasn't trying to walk you into that. I was just...
I know.
Anyway, I digress. Where was I? Back to Colorado Pro Day. We told you Deion Sanders spoke earlier of meeting Bronze owner Jimmy Haslam, who is there. Deion also said this.
I think we have the most qualified guys in the draft. They're not a risk. Like, Shador's been doing it year after year after year after year. Shador's led college football in this. Travis, ain't nobody like Travis. So the surest bets in this draft, I'm not a betting man. Godly man, but the surest bets in this draft are those two young men. And I just started stabbing when I said that. Did I?
No, you didn't.
All right. Back draw. Let's go.
Deion's great. Also, every coach says that at his team's pro day.
Yes, of course.
Yes, that is simply what you do. You're there to promote your program because, A, you love the kids, and B, hey, the higher they get drafted, the better it is for your program, the better it is for everybody. You're recruiting the entire building. It is a good thing to have your guys drafted and drafted high.
Mm-hmm.
Travis Hunter is catching passes from Shador Sanders as we speak. Looking at some of the video posted online, man, that guy's got feet.
Just
that
picturing him in the red, white, and blue and the Pat helmet, all the red throwbacks, TJ, with Hunter on the back. Oh, those are going to be so great. I can't wait.
But he's not going to wear 12.
I'm so excited.
He'll
probably wear 2, I'm guessing.
Unless he gets permission.
We'll just drop the 1.
Has there been a Patriot that's worn
12?
I mean, no, that's worn 2.
Oh, on the roster right now? It doesn't matter. We'll just get 2. It doesn't matter. If Travis Hunter gets drafted, he can have 2. Trevor Story just hit a home run, 4-0 Red Sox.
Okay.
Travis Hunter can have it. It's his. He's gonna look. Oh my! He's gonna look so good. TJ, I would be so happy.
I don't think you're gonna be happy.
I think you might be a Brown man. I think you might be a Brown. Wear Josh Gordon's old number 12.
Oh,
Colt McCoy's. Oh, no, Josh Gordon wore a couple of numbers. Also,
Andrew,
wore 13.
You shut your mouth.
Yeah,
Andrew, why wouldn't you just draft number 11 out of Happy Valley?
You could draft number 11 as well. You could draft number 11 from Happy Valley.
Because you got to stop Burrow, Lamar, and Mason Rudolph for the next 10 years, bro. That's not an easy, easy thing to do. You know what I'm saying, Brockman?
And then Abdul Carter could wear Ken Dorsey's old number 11.
It's right there.
Antonio Callaway. Travis Benjamin.
All about it.
Mohamed Massaquah.
Mohamed Massaquah.
Terrell Pryor. Mark Rippon. Jordan Leslie.
All wore 11?
Ty Detmer.
Ty Detmer.
By the way, all wore 11.
Speaking of this, I've had this website.
Harold Landry's randomly wearing number Chris, two.
You can find out who wore what number for any team ever.
Pro Football Reference does it as well. Yeah, that's what I'm on right now.
Oh, that's what you're...
Which is amazing.
I found this like a month ago, and I've not shut this window on my laptop.
Browns who have worn number 12, like David Travis Hunter. Rodney McLeod, who just retired, wore 12 last year, switched to 12, wore 26 the year before. Vinny Testaverde wore 12. Don Cockcroft, the great punter.
Don Cockcroft.
I have like
is that
50.
His real name?
Don Cockcroft. I have like 50 Don Cockcroft football cards from when I was a kid. Jeff Driscoll. Josh Gordon. What are you, a child?
Sorry.
Kadarryl Hodge.
I wasn't ready for
Luke
it.
McCown. Colt McCoy.
You know when it catches you by surprise, you're just not ready for
Cindric Steptoe. Remember him?
Steptoe.
We're number 12. Don Strock. Didn't he start a playoff game, Don Strock?
Look, the Red Sox get back-to-back home
runs,
guys.
For the Dolphins,
guys.
Right?
I'm not paying attention.
Yes. But didn't he win something for the Dolphins?
He was a former Dolphin. And I want to say the year that like Bernie and Mike Pagel and everyone got hurt, I think Don Strock. You want to laugh at that one, too?
No, I was just, again, like I said, I wasn't prepared for... The guy that you said, I'm not going to repeat
Don Cockcroft. He's a great player.
Him. I wasn't prepared for that.
I'm going to bring you a Don Cockcroft football card.
Please do.
Okay.
Let's talk Game Time tickets, people, because it's a perfect time of year to do so. So many great things happening in the world of sports. The college basketball tournament, playoffs are starting soon in basketball and hockey. Baseball's kicking off right now. And if you want to see some of this action live, and why don't you? The best place to start is Game Time, because Game Time has a new feature called Game Time Picks that makes getting tickets for events even easier. And the curation that makes it easier to find better value for tickets, it's not just for sports. There's concerts, comedy, theater, and more. And with Game Time, you get the lowest price guaranteed, or Game Time will credit you 110% of the difference. Take the guesswork right out of buying tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app. Create an account and use my code EISEN for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Visit gametime.co for restrictions. Again, create an account. Redeem my code EISEN for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed. Let's talk about Pesty, people. It's a do-it-yourself pest control. You can protect your home easily and at a quarter of the cost. Nobody likes being bugged, especially by, well, bugs. Nobody wants bugs in their home. My daughter sees a bug anytime. She doesn't sleep at night. We don't want that. When they show up at your home, you want them gone fast. Other pest control companies charge over $800 a year, but with Pesty, you can get started at just $35 per treatment with a customized plan based on your location, bugs, and climate. Everything you need is provided in one simple kit. Protect your home from bugs with Pesty. Go to pesty.com/Eisen for an extra 10% off your order. That's PESTIE.com/EISEN for an extra 10% off. Again, for 10% off your order, go to pesty.com/Eisen.
You know, when I was a kid, I loved the Steelers, and I one time I was able to get into the locker room with a guy who knew Bradshaw. I saw Lynn Swann over by the locker room.
How old were you?
I was about 10.
Mm-hmm.
And my the guy that was friends with Bradshaw worked with my dad. He goes, "You want to go say hey to Lynn Swann?" And I was like, "I'm good. I'm okay." Mm-hmm. I so badly wanted to do it, but I was so nervous that I just couldn't bring myself to doing it. And then most of my life, even as an adult, I was like, why didn't I say Heinlein Swan? Mm-hmm. I would have really, that would have been really, really cool. I used to, before I moved to Kansas City, when I was a kid, we had a football pencil machined at our school. And I used to give the Steeler pencils to this guy that worked with my dad that was from Pittsburgh. And so the Steelers were playing, I was living in California, they were playing the LA Rams, and he took me. I was in first grade. And that changed my life. I was such a Steelers fanatic as a kid. To this day, if I need to remember a number, a phone number, an address or something,
right,
I'll associate it with a player from like the 70s, late 70s Steelers. If you name a number, I'll see if I don't even know.
Go for it, Chris.
We haven't planned this out.
This is, let's all jog the, go through the, go to the Pro Football Reference.
All right, stand by.
And we'll put together a phone number for Paul Rudd, area code first. We'll figure it out for his Steelers. Okay.
So, what year in particular?
I don't know. Maybe go like 79.
1979 Steelers. Call him up.
I don't know.
This is fantastic.
I have no idea. 78, 79. What, you know, I don't know. We'll see.
You got it over there, Chris?
Yep.
Okay. For Paul Rudd.
Let's do Rocky Blyer to start.
He's 20.
20. Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Lynn Swan.
88.
Benny Cunningham.
89.
Larry Brown.
79.
Nailing it, actually. This is
Theo. Or do this. Theo Bell.
Theo Bell.
T-Bell. 83.
Yeah. 83, correct.
If you want.
Come on.
Say a number, and I'll see if I can get that player.
Nice.
63.
Was that Ernie Holmes?
Tom Dornbrook. Tom Dornbrook.
Yeah. Oh, right. Ernie Holmes was, he was before 79.
Okay. Give another one.
47.
47 was Mel Blunt.
Correct. 59.
59 was Jack Ham.
52.
52, Mike Webster.
They're all correct.
Fantastic.
Pretty impressive.
Paul Rudd, everybody.
58 for the win.
58 for the win would be Jack Lambert from Kent State University. Guys.
Paul Rudd.
Paul Rudd, the great Paul Rudd, the great Ant-Man, among other things. Friend of the program, clearly friend of the Red Zone as well. Love the guy. Just Tom Brockman. I ran into him late in the night after the Super Bowl in New Orleans. I was heading to the airport. United had a 2 a.m. flight back to L.A., and he was heading back to the hotel, and he was sad. Chiefs fan, sad. Was hungry. You know, was a human, was a fan.
That's the way it goes sometimes.
Just needed something to eat after a long night at the stadium, which your team got your teeth kicked in.
Yep.
But, hey, survive in advance. I believe a week later he was at SNL 50, doing amazing. He got over it. But you never really get over it, do you? You don't.
No, definitely not.
Speaking as a football fan here, hi, it's Andrew in for Rich Eisen. You never get over those big losses. You just don't. You just don't. Okay, as we wrap up the week here, let's go back to the tush push. I know, low-hanging fruit, but Jason Kelce has taken to the Twitters to respond to an article that was written about the league meeting. I honestly, and this is bad form by me, don't know where that article came from on the left of your screen, but it was a look into the conversation in the room as they debated the tush push. And allegedly, Bills owner Terry Pegula stood up to support the proposal, meaning support the ban, and responded to Jeffrey Lurie's points, the Eagles owner, with a line that some in the room interpreted as a joke that Lurie's future Hall of Famer, Jason Kelce, the center, retired because of wear and tear from the tush push. I believe, Pegula reportedly said, Jason Kelce has made public comments about he's glad he's not involved in the play anymore because he felt it was pretty dangerous. Murphy told reporters after the voting session, that's Mark Murphy, Packers team president, apparently referencing an interview on the Steam Room podcast in which Kelce said the play, quote, sucks for a center and is, quote, grueling. Jason Kelce responds on the Twitter right of the screen for the TV audience. I think the good gentleman from Buffalo appears to have misunderstood my meaning of the word grueling. I have never called the play dangerous. If the NFL wishes to summon me for legitimate thoughts on the tush push under oath, I am glad to give my testimony. That's not how it works. You generally do not have to debate potential rule changes at league meetings under oath. But that would make it more fun, wouldn't it?
Sure would.
Now that I think about it.
Sure would.
Yes.
And he's going to wear a suit and like, what does he put his hand on, TJ? The script or the... Oh, like
the playbook.
What is it? What is he? What does he pledge to when he's out there testifying?
Jalen Hurts puts his hand on Jason Kelsey's tush and raises his right hand. I don't know how that would work. But you do not have to be sworn in to NFL league meetings. You might be read in, but not sworn in if you're going to provide testimony. Jason Kelsey's awesome, by the way. Broadcast boot camp. Did we talk about this? Broadcast boot camp coming up next week while the former players come in, and I'm going to be part of that back at NFL Network. See if my key card still works. Here's a hint. I don't think it does.
No, I can promise.
I'll get the guest badge, and I'm happy to do it.
You're going to have to get signed in. Someone's going to have to come to the lobby.
We're going to have to walk down the lobby and let you in, man.
Sorry,
it's good to
bro.
Be back, though. All joking aside, it's been a year. Oof. Where's the year gone? Wow. Anyway, I did Jason Kelsey's broadcast boot camp, TV play-by-play. I was the play-by-play. He was the color rep a couple of years ago. We did the, remember when the Vikings had that big, four touchdown rally to beat the Colts on that Saturday? Kirk Cousins, Colts blew the lead.
Yeah.
That was the game. We did that fourth quarter, basically. That was the tape we did. And he was awesome. Like, amazing. Like within about 4 seconds, you're like, "All right, he's got it. We're good. You guys need me to finish the game, the quarter here." Like, he's fine, he's good, he's got this. You know, a couple of guys like that, Richard Sherman as well. Like, you're like, "Nah, he's got it. We're good. We're totally good." The craziest of them, I think I've told the story before, and it didn't hit me until literally they start rolling the tape. Rodney McLeod. We did a tape together. Veteran safety, Super Bowl winner, pride of DeMatha High School outside D.C. Also awesome for being great to my 10-year-old nephew, Henry, when the Browns were there to play the Commanders last year. And so we start the tape, and about 3 seconds in, I realize, oh boy, Rodney was playing for the Colts on this tape. Like, he's in the secondary.
Oh, no.
Yeah, things are falling apart.
Oh.
He played a cool, totally the professional as he is, also great on the field, and he's already got a good media career going. I'm like,
oh no.
Like, Rodney, what happened there? I'm like, oh boy. Not that it was his fault, but he's got to describe there, like, the first play up.
Right.
What did your teammates do wrong there? But he was a good sport about it, but that was one of those moments.
Imagine he was just like, ah, who was guarding Jefferson on that play?
Yeah. Like, what went wrong?
How did nobody see this coming? I'm on the other side of the field. I can't be everywhere. Just meltdown.
Come on, Kirk Cousins isn't mobile.
He telegraphs everything. That would have been really funny.
It was. If I ever write a movie about this business, that has to be in it. Rodney played a cool, like, it wasn't that funny in the moment. We had a laugh about it afterwards. Like, awkward. All right. In all seriousness, thank you to everybody.
Great job, Andrew.
You three specifically here. Chris and Jay and TJ. Everyone behind the scenes. Michael Hoskins, Don Bowie, Liz, Erica. Who else? Come on. What are the names?
RJ.
Monica.
Adam
in the back.
Sarah. Keep throwing out names, everybody.
Smitch,
my name is Andrew.
Jordan,
it is always
Smitch, Jordan,
fun to
tools,
be here filling in. Thank you as well, Rich. On the
Rich House. Will be back on Monday.
Hey, it's Austin James. Yes, I'm living with diabetes, but it doesn't have to define me. Thanks to the FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor, I get real-time glucose readings throughout the day. The FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor is small and easy to wear, giving me the freedom to focus on my life as a parent and a musician. Now this is progress. You can get a free sensor at freestylelibre.us.
Offer available for people who qualify. Visit myfreestyle.us to see all terms and conditions. Certain exclusions apply. Data on file, Abbott Diabetes Care, for prescription only. Safety info found at freestylelibre.us.